Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You can also win something by swinging on by and subscribing to our YouTube channel, the Ben and Skin channel. We got something really cool. If you're a Cowboy fan, your mind will be blown. Just go find the link right now over at Ben Rogers. But we got something really cool. I mean, we've been posting videos on our YouTube channel, and then 105.3 The Fan has been blasting them out on their Twitter account. And of course, you can always get all the stuff at the website there, 1053thefan.com. But we're excited about all this. So go by and make it happen.
Yeah, our YouTube channel, we had, I think, 42 subscribers about 3 weeks ago, and now we're over 3,500.
Let's go!
And with what we're giving away for free to subscribers, I think that's about to be massive. And our whole goal is to produce videos for 1053thefan.com. And if you're constantly checking in over there, you won't miss anything. But if you follow us on YouTube, you'll be able to quickly see every video we make.
Absolutely. Okay, we love whenever Jerry Jones starts talking about hot dogs or is involved in the hot dog life. And we should give you a little bit of context before we get into what's in the new Peter King article. Let's go back in time to a audio clip that we've loved and played so many times on the show. And it was from All or Nothing. That's an Amazon show, right?
Mm-hmm.
Following the Cowboys around. Talked about the hidden cameras and all that, but there was a moment, remember, Jerry and the gang, Steven, Gene, the whole crew would go and watch Steven's son play football for Highland Park. He was a big high school recruit. They won state. He went on to Arkansas, but at the time, they're filming him as he's doing his senior year of high school. So they're spending a lot of time at high school stadiums. And boy, here's some amazing audio of Jerry and John, or Jerry and Steven and the whole gang enjoying.
And Gene and Jerry Jr.
Gene and Jerry Jr. all enjoying a hot dog at a high school stadium.
Oh, this is a homemade hot dog.
Man, that's good.
You have to sell me on sausage on the stick, which is even better than a hot dog.
Oh, this is the kind of bun we need at the stadium.
Oh.
How
do we find this bun?
It's a great burrito because they wrapped it in oil. They just steamed it.
But now this is a hot dog bun.
I think it's a hot dog, too.
I love it, dude. I love it. This is right up my alley, man. I'm a huge fan of hot dogs, and I'm a hot dog snob. And look, like sometimes you go, like a ballpark hot dog is greatness, right? It's just delicious. But like if you go Dollar Dog Night, maybe it's not always, they don't put the love and care into the dog as best they could. I don't like a lukewarm dog, mm-hmm. and I don't like a boiled dog. Okay. I don't like a dog that's just cooked in that little box they carry around going, hot dogs.
Ugh.
But a grilled dog is phenomenal. And if you put a little extra bun work in, you can take that thing to the next level. What I'm talking about is Kraft hot dog.
Wait, no, no. I want you to go back and explain the bun work. Like, what would that entail?
Okay, so like if you make a regular burger and you just go buy some buns at the store and you throw at your house and you throw that patty on a bun, you haven't put in any extra work.
Mm-hmm.
You grab two pieces of bread, you know, but it's
white
a bun.
Bread, yeah.
And you just popped it on. But if you lightly butter them and you grill the buns or toast the buns, you're putting in bun work. Now it's a Kraft burger.
Kraft dog.
Or dog.
Okay.
So right. I was talking about burgers, but okay. If you want to do it to it, the point is if you put in a little work on the bun, now here's something else that works. Like sometimes when I make burgers at the house, I'll take the patties right off the grill and I'll pop them onto buns. And so the bun soaks up a little bit of the grease and juice, and it just makes it even more delicious that way. And I definitely like to do that with hot dog buns. So you take the hot dog off the grill, bam, put it in that hot dog bun. And, dude, we've even done the foil thing. Like what they're talking about, like you, I think it was Jerry Jr. maybe in there who was talking about it. Well, they wrapped it up in foil, and so it just kept it cooking in there, and the hot dog got on the buns. Yeah. I think that helps a lot.
Mm-hmm.
We recently went to the beach, and so we made hot dogs. We took them, wrapped them up in foil, took them down there. Dude, those babies were great, like 2 hours later.
If you're going to do what you're talking about with slapping it right on, you have to do the proper bun work, because if you don't, it'll just become a wet, soggy mess of crap.
Got to do the bun work.
Yeah.
You got to pay attention to the buns. The other thing is Nathan's dogs are super skinny, like you like, KT.
Mm-hmm.
You were saying earlier.
Less girthy.
Yeah. And so what you can do, you don't want your dog to bun ratio to get off. Right. Ooh. You don't want too much bread and you don't want too much meat. And so what happens with those Nathan's dogs, first of all, most hot dogs aren't regulation length. You'll find that.
What is regulation length?
Bun length.
Oh, okay.
What you'll find is that for some reason, hot dog companies have been getting away with one of the greatest crimes of all time, and that is underwhelming us with dog size.
Okay.
Hot dogs.
And you were saying average is
wiener size.
You were saying average is about 4 inches.
Well, I'm saying I don't
what is regulation dog size?
I'm a kielbasa guy, so I don't really know what you guys deal with. But I know what I'm talking about is if you notice that sometimes you like burger patties are this way too. Like when I was growing up, your accountant skin, a guy we grew up with, his dad would make burgers and he'd make them and it was like, come on, man. You can't get a full eclipse of the burger and bun.
Right.
Because the burger is like a tiny piece of charcoal in the middle of a giant bun.
Yeah.
It's swimming in bread.
Yeah.
Way too much bread.
Right.
And so if you encounter that in hot dogs, what you can do is take two Nathan's dogs, which are those super slender wieners, go double wieners on one bun.
Really?
And that's fantastic, especially if you put in some bun work. So,
okay.
So wieners! What the Joneses are talking about?
Two dongs.
They appreciate hot dogs. And so when they encounter really good hot dogs, they'll stop and have a conversation about, okay, this is legit. And my favorite part is they're like, hey, we got to get these at the stadium.
Yeah.
We got to step up our hot dog game. If we find something out there in the hot dog universe that can make our stadium experience better for our fans, I'm down with it. I'm okay with that.
So there's several things we should weigh in on. 1-877-881-1053 is the Autoflex Leasing Fantex. A lot of people, and there's some pride out there. Hey, man, make sure you note that was Roy City High School where they were experiencing that. All right, duly noted. We'll get it out there. But as you were sitting there talking about, you know, the science behind all of that, one of the things that I think is interesting, I'd like to hear your thought on, is someone texted us in, because as you know, I hate mayonnaise, Ben, but you love mayo.
Oh, I love mayonnaise.
This guy said, Ben, don't do butter, do mayo.
What?
Ew. For toasting the bun, and that will get you an even better experience.
Ooh,
he said you'll get the ultimate toast experience if you do mayo instead of butter.
That's interesting. I haven't considered that, and nor will I ever consider that.
Oh,
and I'll immediately forget about that.
Okay.
But I am a mayo guy, so maybe I'll try that.
All right, and one more thing. I'd like to hear this one more time, because it's a fascinating look into being wealthy. Because when you're wealthy and you experience something that you like and it's just spur of the moment, your first thought is, how do I acquire all of this?
Mm-hmm.
And just subsume it and just make it whatever our thing is. Listen to this again. He takes his first bite, and I believe it's Jerry Jr. that is immediately about, how do we go ahead and acquire this entity?
Oh, this is a homemade hot dog.
Man, that's good.
You have to sell me on sausage on the sticks, which is even better than a hot dog.
Oh, this is the kind of bun we need at the stadium.
Oh.
How do we find this bun?
Well, you know, because they wrapped it in foil,
But now this is a hot dog bun.
I think it's a hot dog too.
God, I love that exchange.
How do we find this bun?
I love that it's billionaires sitting there talking about the greatness of hot dog art.
Think about how great it's going to be for that small vendor in Royce City to now be part of the Legends Network in multiple stadiums all across the United States.
By the way, I got a text here. Hebrew National Dogs are phenomenal, and I agree with that text.
Okay.
That's great feedback. But, man, if you toast, I'm just telling everybody out there, everybody just listen to me real quick.
All right.
If you're making burgers and you're making dogs, just put in the extra effort to toast them. You're going to be a superhero rock star at your house. You're going to take those dogs and burgers to the next level.
So here's why we're talking about this. I think we should do some story time music or something here, Shippy, because this is a Jerry Jones story in Peter King's weekly column. It's two paragraphs. I'll just read the whole thing. And remember, when we were at Oxnard, Jerry was leaving to go with Gil Brandt to the Hall of Fame enshrinement.
Mm-hmm.
And it was right before the blue-white scrimmage. Says at the Pro Football Hall of Fame ceremonies 2 weeks ago, Jones went to a couple of Friday night parties for the enshrinees, including Gil Brandt and the late Pat Bowlen. Those parties are swanky affairs. And Jones, who can converse with any person having even the slightest thing to do with the NFL, never short shrifts a conversation or blows anyone off. He takes photos with anyone, talks to anyone. On this night, as every returning Hall of Famer does, Jones wore his Hall of Fame gold jacket with great pride. He never quite got to the buffet line at either party. He never ate dinner. Now let's fast forward. It's very late, around 3 a.m., and the parties were ending. And Jones said his goodbyes. Keep in mind that most people Jerry Jones's age eat at like 5 o'clock to eat dinner. We're at 3 a.m. after partying. Accompanied by veteran PR aide wingman Rich Dalrymple, Jones gets in his car. He was famished, so he stopped at a convenience store in Canton. This is not a sight often seen in a 24-hour food mart in Canton. A Pro Football Hall of Famer in his Hall blazer coming in at 3 in the morning. Jones asked the gal at the place, would it be possible to put a couple of those hot dogs on the grill for me? Well, yes, it would. So Jones and Dalrymple waited a few minutes for the dogs to get cooked on one of those circular grills that keeps hot dogs hot and blistered for hours, and Jones paid for them and they got back in the car. Then the Dallas owner, proudly wearing his Hall of Fame blazer, ate dinner. At 3:30 a.m., a couple of fast food hot dogs can be quite delicious for a starving man, even a yellow-jacketed one.
Wow. How about that? Okay, so though that's crazy. I respect the hell out of it, though. That's a commitment to hot dogging, the hot dogging lifestyle.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm never comfortable eating some of those places.
I never have.
Like Racetrack is legit. I feel like, I don't know, it's a little higher quality. And we're not endorsing them. We have endorsed them in the past. We're not endorsing them.
I like to pair the hot dog with some coffee and gas.
I'm just saying that they're, like, if it's at a 7-Eleven and they've been on, I don't know how long they've been on. And they may have stepped their game up of late, too. But if I get the sense that I don't know how long they've been up there, like, there's been times where I've asked somebody, hey, would you eat that? And they'd be like, no. I'm like, okay, thanks for the heads up. No, we're good. We're good. Thanks for the heads up. So, but at those places, I feel like there's a little bit higher quality, right?
Well, I think any of those places that you go in, you just got to kind of, what you're eating, you're doing this out of necessity for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
You're generally just because you're in a time crunch.
It's a food crisis.
Something fell through. You didn't have time to prepare the meal. So you're thinking, so what's been popular now in some of these places? Obviously, they've had the taquito thing for years. You know, maybe got like a taco and cheese type thing, or a chicken and cheese type taquito. But I've been seeing now is a little pizza roller action.
Taco Bueno.
So it's like a pizza taquito.
Wait. You'll see, so you're talking about a pizza roll? Giant pizza roll?
But
hold on.
No, like in the shape of a taquito, but it's pizza on the inside.
You're talking about a giant pizza roll. Son, I came up in the pizza roll game.
It's awesome.
All right? I'm one of the greatest pizza roll eaters in the history of the world.
But I respect that.
It's a very weird brag.
Thank you.
But it's longer than a pizza roll, though.
I know. You're talking about a jumbo pizza roll. You're talking about my dream.
But it's not as wide as a Hot Pocket.
No, it's a wide, as wide as a pizza roll.
It's the same type of thing.
It's an egg roll, but with a pizza roll.
Yeah, and you're seeing this starting to take off.
He's saying taquito size. Is it long or is it egg roll size?
This is, no, it's like egg roll size.
Okay. Yeah. That's not taquito size.
Well, kind of is.
No, egg rolls are about half the size of a taquito. Yeah.
A taquito is more slender.
Okay, yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
A taquito is more slender, but a pizza roll is slender too.
Yeah.
And it really depends on the egg roll, what, you know, if you're talking about a big giant egg roll or not. But I think I'm picturing
an egg roll at one of those spots, though. You do just the basics, a dog, a taquito, or now a pizza.
A pizza roll is the size of three end-to-end combos, the pretzel snack.
Uh-huh.
That's about the size of a pizza roll.
A pizza roll is about the size of a Vienna sausage.
Whoa. Mm-hmm.
Which regulation size for those?
Right.
Do you know how difficult it is to eat Vienna sausages and or sardines when you pop the can open and look in that thing?
Oh, my God. My dad used to like both of those things.
Too much juice in there.
Dude, he'd pop open that Vienna sausage thing. It just looked like, hey, you're six human thumbs.
So, dude, it did look like thumbs.
When I worked with my dad, my grandfather was still working there. And you're talking about a guy in his 70s with dentures, and he loved sardines. And at lunch, he would open up sardines, put it on crackers, put that thing in his mouth, and then tell a story from the 30s. And, dude, it was a... I mean, you talk about losing your appetite. I mean,
it's all stuck in his teeth.
Granddaddy just holed us up with terrible stories and dentures and sardines and crackers all mashed together in there. Jeez. God bless you, Granddaddy. You were a great man.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.